The battle to retake Mosul, Iraq from ISIS has been going on for more than 2 months, and a spokesperson said today that several thousand Iraqi federal police are ready to join the fight. Iraqi forces and Kurdish forces are doing most of the fighting with the help of U.S. advisors and U.S. airstrikes. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited a base near Mosul yesterday.
Having isolated the city, the Iraqis, with our help, are now taking back neighborhoods in eastern Mosul and moving west.
Joining us now is NPR's Jane Arraf. She's in Sulaymaniyya, Iraq. And Jane, how is the offensive going at this point?
Well, Jeremy, it's kind of running into those hard, cold, grim realities of urban warfare in a really complicated setting. So Iraqi forces, and there are 100,000 of them, which is a huge number, backed, of course, by the coalition, primarily the United States, really made pretty good progress getting to the outskirts of Mosul, and then they made good progress kind of taking the neighborhoods on the outside. But now that they're getting deeper into the city, they're finding it harder and harder. So the way that American commanders put it, a commander that I spoke to here this week, said, imagine that this is an area twice the size of Washington, D.C., so it's toughest, of course, for the Iraqi forces. And one of the people that I've spoken with is a special forces commander on the Iraqi side. When I last saw him, it was in Fallujah in the summer, and Iraqi special forces had played the lead in taking back Fallujah. And he said, I think Mosul is going to be easier. So I went to see him just back from the front just a few days ago. And he said, well, you know, it was easier in a sense because we have so many more troops. But he talked about the difficulties of trying to get further into the city with ISIS using the tactics that it's using and so many civilians in there.
And what's happening to the civilians in Mosul amid all of this?
They're having a really tough time. Now, we have to remember this is Iraq's third biggest city. It had almost 1 million people in it. And now, by most accounts, it's got 700,000 to 800,000 still inside. So as Iraqi forces have been able to retake neighborhoods on the east side of the river, people have managed to escape. But those who have not managed to escape, still in neighborhoods held by ISIL, are being essentially herded further into the city so that they serve as protection for the ISIS fighters. We talk to people in Mosul by phone, and they tell us as well that for the past 10 days there's been no running water, so they're forced to take jerry cans to other neighborhoods in the cities on foot because gasoline is very scarce as well to try to get water. Some people are digging wells. Food is getting very, very expensive, but the main thing, of course, is really the terror of being caught between ISIS and the airstrike supporting Iraqi forces, and the battle itself, which keeps pushing further and further into the city. It's still not across the river yet. Mosul is cut in half by a river. So all the fighting now has been on the east side, and there are a lot of civilians still on the west side.
And we've talked about the fact that Mosul is the biggest city that ISIS controls. Is there any way to gauge ISIS losses at this point in this battle?
Well, the United States has said recently that it believes that 50,000 ISIS fighters have been killed. That's really a tricky number because the U.S., here in Iraq in any case, relies almost completely on Iraqi information. So when they launch the airstrikes, and those are done in coordination with the Iraqis, they do it acting on intel that they have. It's mostly U.S. intel on who the targets are. They hit the targets, but then to get confirmation of who they've actually hit, that has to go back through the Iraqi chain, and it is very, very difficult to get an accurate picture. What we do know, Jeremy, is that there are inevitably civilians who are being killed in this, and some of the other people who are being killed can be classified as ISIS fighters, but we've been talking to families who have just come out of Mosul, some of them who had sons join ISIS, and they're talking about boys as young as 10 years old who were essentially brainwashed into joining, and certainly young teenagers are among the casualties there.
Jane, we know that the fighting is mostly being done by Iraqi troops and Kurdish fighters, but there is a U.S. advisory role. I know that you've been meeting with some American troops who've been deployed to Iraq. How are they doing at this point, and what role are they playing?
So the soldiers that I saw were actually, understandably, kind of bored. They're on bases. There's not a whole lot to do on some of those bases, but they're playing an essential role of basically a lot of them protecting U.S. forces who are further along and actually right with the Iraqi forces advising them. So its bottom line is it's a very different war than any war the U.S. has been engaged in Iraq since 2003, and it's quite hands-off, actually.
That's NPR's Jane Arraf joining us from Sulaymaniyah in Iraq, not far from the city of Mosul. Jane, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.